In Somalia, the International Medical Humanitarian Organization, Médecins Sans Frontières, has launched an urgent appeal to all warring parties to allow victims of the fighting safe access to medical care. The group says over the past months, access to basic care and emergency assistance for people in and around the capital Mogadishu has decreased alarmingly, with local medical staff deserting the hospitals by the day. Since January, an upsurge in violence in the war-torn city has caused hundreds of thousands to flee their homes for the surrounding regions. And doctors are reporting a dramatic rise in malnutrition among children and the most vulnerable of these victims.
Years and years, the health facilities have not been able to cope with the needs of this population. We're talking about over than 1 million people living in Mogadishu.
Dr. Christophe Fournier of Médecins Sans Frontières has just returned from Mogadishu. And as he told my colleague Paul Anthem, despite years of experience in conflict countries, he was shocked by what he saw.
At the beginning of January, we were probably able to rely on 800 hospital beds. Now, to date, we are down to 250 beds, which is, you know, it's far from being enough for this size of the population, with increasing needs because of the ongoing fightings. Second, we are following, out of the total hospitals in Mogadishu, we are following six of them. And at the beginning of the year, we were relying on 53 of our colleagues, doctors, still working in these facilities in Mogadishu. To date, we are down to 13 doctors. And why is it? Because the health facilities are not functioning anymore, because they are right in the middle of some insecure area hit by the, you know, the shootings or the bombings, or because the doctors have left the capital with the families. And it's more the population of Mogadishu, the potential patients, the injured people can barely access this hospital because of the insecurity, because they are trapped in the neighborhoods where they are, because these hospitals again are right in the middle of some areas affected by the insecurity. So that's the situation today, and it seems that none of the parties to the conflict are respecting the work of this medical staff and the need for the patients to be granted this access to health facilities. For us, Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, as a medical and humanitarian organization, we are present in Mogadishu since 1994, but since the month of April this year, we've been trying to increase our activities, to deploy our teams around the capital, to set up hospital facilities, with surgical care, with emergency care, and we have not been able to do that. We are only able to run a few outpatient facilities today, and our teams are totally trapped in the two or three or four areas where we are able to operate. We are not. We are relying on our teams there, but we cannot send international, surgical teams, or any kind of international professional team, because of the level of insecurity that is currently affected the capital.
How is this situation affecting the people who cannot get treatment, and what is the potential impact of people who need medical care? I'm thinking especially of children and obviously victims of conflict.
We're talking about capital, and that's probably over 1 million inhabitants in this capital, although a lot of them have already left Mogadishu. But of course, in a capital, you need everything, from the most basic health care, as you said, for the under 5 children, for the pregnant women, and that's something that we are still able to deliver, but only in some places of Mogadishu. We've been able to do around 60,000 consultations since the beginning of the year. It might sounds a lot. It is not at all, I can tell you. Now, you need also to have the hospital facilities for all the most severe ill patients, you know, like in any kind of a big city in this world. And second, as you said, for the injured people, you need to have some sort of emergency care and surgical care reachable by the patients. And that's not the case. We cannot set up that to date. And as I said, the patients cannot reach that easily the facilities. You know, when you hear about the people in Mogadishu today, and that was very shocking for me. When you hear the patients that you will see that we will see in our facilities, they're all totally desperate because they don't understand anything of this violence spreading in Mogadishu today. They're not used to that sort of violence. Unfortunately, they're used to a certain level of violence because of the years of war in this country of Somalia. But the nature of violence is changing according to them. It's spreading a little bit all over the capital. And most of them are desperate and trying to leave the capital if possible today.
I was interested, Doctor, that you said, I mean, you must have seen a lot of places internationally where there's been conflict and where there's been medical care and there's been problems, but you've able to deliver medical care. I think maybe it gives people an idea about how bad things are, that in your experience, you would still find this shocking despite other things you must have seen.
Yes, as you said, we, you know, MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières, as a medical and humanitarian organization, specializing in emergency settings, in conflict settings, we are present almost everywhere in the world where there's a war or some sort of fightings. And we are quite used to, let's say, speak with all parties to conflict and manage to get to go through and have access and get some respect of our operations, because that's, we're talking about an independent and neutral humanitarian aid that MSF is providing. So in almost all contexts where we are working today in the world, we can go through and get a real commitment and respect from all parties to conflict to allow us to deploy our teams. And it's not that we're targeted in Mogadishu, but still the level of violence and, I mean, the lack of real respect, because you can always find some sort of very nice public declaration from parties of the conflict everywhere. But if it's not followed, you know, very realistically on the ground with a full respect of our teams, then you cannot deploy them. And we are talking about, again, setting hospitals, facilities, emergency care, bringing some sort of international surgical team, relying on an ambulance services, going around in the streets of Mogadishu to pick up the injured people, the most severe cases. That's totally impossible today in Mogadishu. Now, there's another concern also for the humanitarian organization we are. As I said already, hundreds of thousands of people have left the capital and still are leaving the capital. We, MSF, we have several teams right in the outskirts of Mogadishu, a few kilometers away from the city, who are seeing these people arriving on a constant and daily basis. You have, at least in the month of July, 1,000 new people arriving in some locations where we are, so 30,000 over the month of July. And we can see that these people, they're lacking everything, you know, from the most basic needs, such as access to safe and clean water, access to food, to shelter. And we can see in our clinics where we are treating, you know, those displaced persons, we can see among the under five children an alarming rate of acute malnutrition. Over the month of July, and among the under five children who were treated in our clinic in some places just outside of Mogadishu, we've seen a global acute malnutrition around 40%. And among them, these under five children, probably, I mean, 12% of them were affected with severe acute malnutrition. In other words, with a malnutrition that directly can make them die in a couple of days. So that's a worrying situation. And if we are not able to deploy this humanitarian aid towards the displaced person, then we can fear that their health status will only worsen in the near future.
So what needs to happen to improve things? What would you like to see done?
For me, on behalf of MSF, I'm calling to all the parties to the conflict to really commit and risk to respect this independent and neutral humanitarian aid that we want to deploy. And not only for us, I would say, but I'm calling also the parties to the conflict to respect the work of all the medical staff that is still remaining at work in Mogadishu, and also to grant the population, the patients in Mogadishu, an unlimited access to care.
Dr. Christophe Fournier of Médecins Sans Frontières talking to my colleague Paul Anthem.